Hello, thank you for listening, and welcome to episode 2 and part 2 of a beginner's guide series to travel hacking. This episode, we'll talk about the basics of points and miles, and how they can be used for travel hacking. But just quickly, before we begin, my goal is to make an awesome travel hacking community where we can all learn from each other. I'll be providing all the information, tools, and resources you need to be successful in travel hacking. Everything I wish I had when I was starting out. But I'm going to have to be charging for it soon. I'm inviting the first few members in our group for free as founding members. If you want in, just hit the link in the show notes. We're going to be stuffing it full of bonus courses, resources, tools, information, and calculators. Everything you need. But since it's new and ugly right now, you get in for free. With that said, in this episode, we'll cover the basics of understanding points and miles, the types of miles and points, the purpose of miles and points, the benefits to us as travellers, and also how to earn miles and points. Understanding airline miles and points. At the heart of every travel reward program are airline miles and points. These terms are often used interchangeably depending on the program. However, for argument's sake, we'll try and make a distinction here. Airline miles, traditionally known as frequent flyer miles, are the loyalty currencies that airlines award to travellers. These miles are earned primarily through flying with the airline or its partners and can be redeemed for flights, upgrades, and in some circumstances, other travel-related services. Conversely, points are often associated with credit card rewards programs and hotel loyalty programs. Like miles, points are earned based on spending, but their use extends beyond travel to include merchandise, gift cards, and even cashback options. Points can often be transferred to airline miles, offering a versatile approach to accumulating travel rewards. Generally, though, they are used interchangeably depending on the context. For example, Qantas points and Amex points. There's two different types of airline miles. First off, we have revenue-based miles. Many airlines now award miles based on the amount of money spent on tickets, rather than the distance flown. This system favours those who purchased higher-priced tickets, such as business and first-class travellers. Alternatively, there are distance-based miles. Traditionally, airlines awarded miles based on the actual distance flown. This method is still used by some loyalty programs, but increasingly the switch is being made to revenue-based miles. For example, Virgin's Velocity program, you'll earn 5 points per dollar spent on eligible fares, but for Qantas it's a bit more complex, so I'll have a calculator linked in the show notes. Types of points. First of all, we have credit card points. Earned through signing up for and spending on credit cards, these points can be extremely versatile and redeemable for travel, cashback, and much more. It must be stressed, though, that redemptions for flights always offer the best value. We also have hotel points. Earned through stays at hotels or transfers from some flexible rewards programs, these points form part of hotel loyalty programs and can be redeemed for free nights, upgrades, and other hotel services. Some hotel programs also allow points transfers to airline miles. It's important to note that you only earn points on hotel stays if you book directly through the hotel and not through a third party like Booking.com. So, that begs the question, why do airline miles and points exist? The inception of airline miles and points marks a transformative era in the travel industry, introducing a system designed to foster loyalty and reward frequent travellers. But these programs aren't just about rewarding travellers. They serve a strategic purpose for airlines and credit card issuers. The first frequent flyer program was introduced by Texas International Airlines in 1979 as a response to the deregulation of the industry in the United States. This deregulation led to increased competition among airlines, and there was a need to differentiate and build loyalty among travellers. The concept quickly took off, providing to be an effective tool for retaining customers by rewarding them for their loyalty with the promise of free flights, upgrades, and other perks. So, what are the airlines' objectives with their loyalty programs? First of all is customer retention and loyalty. In an industry as competitive as aviation, retaining customers is crucial. Loyalty programs incentivize travellers to stick with an airline for all their travel needs, fostering a sense of loyalty that can be more influential than price or convenience in the long run. Secondly, programs are used for data collection and personalized marketing. Every time you book a flight or a purchase with a partner using your loyalty number, the airline gains valuable data about your travel habits and preferences. This information allows airlines to target their marketing efforts, offering personalized deals and promotions that are more likely to appeal to individual travelers. So, what are the benefits to us as travelers then? While airlines and credit card companies benefit significantly from loyalty programs, the advantages for travelers are equally compelling. The most obvious benefit is the ability to redeem miles and points for heavily discounted flights and upgrades. For frequent travelers, this can result in substantial savings over time, and for less frequent travelers, it means each journey can be immensely more enjoyable up the front of the plane. We also get access to exclusive benefits. Beyond flights and upgrades, loyalty programs offer a range of exclusive benefits, such as the priority boarding, lounge access, additional baggage allowances, access to exclusive events, and much more. These perks can make the travel experience more enjoyable and efficient. The evolving nature of loyalty programs. Loyalty programs have evolved significantly since their inception, with airlines and credit card issuers constantly adapting to changing customer behaviours and market dynamics. For example, the shift from distance-based to revenue-based earning models reflects an effort to reward the most profitable customers, or in reality, encourage more spending with the airline. Airlines frequently make what they market as product enhancements by altering small details of their schemes. However, these changes often involve closing loopholes that travel hackers exploit. Therefore, it's crucial to stay informed about these changes and adjust our strategies as necessary. So how do we earn airline miles and points? First of all, we can earn them through flying. Joining an airline program and flying is the most obvious way to earn the airline miles. Enrollment is usually free, and you can start accumulating miles immediately by including your loyalty number when booking flights. The Virgin Velocity program is free. I'll have a link to sign up in the show notes. On the other hand, Qantas charges $99.50, but there are many ways to get around this fee, making it free as well. I'll have links on how to do so in the show notes and future episodes detailing how to sign up for free. Most airlines are part of global alliances. For example, we have Star Alliance, SkyTeam, and Oneworld. When you fly with an airline in an alliance, you can credit your miles to your preferred airline of choice, expanding your earning potential across numerous carriers. I'll have future episodes diving deeper into alliances and how they work. Flying with partner airlines. Beyond alliances, individual airlines often have additional partner airlines with which you can earn and redeem miles. These partnerships can include carriers outside of the main alliance, offering greater flexibility. For example, Virgin aren't part of an alliance, but they have many partners of which you can earn and redeem your miles. Earning points through credit cards. Credit cards affiliated with airlines or flexible currencies like Amex often come with lucrative sign-up bonuses. These bonuses can be a significant boost to your airline miles points balance, some even enough for multiple flights. Everyday purchases, on the other hand, can help you accumulate miles using your travel rewards credit card for daily expenses and paying it off in full each month turns routine spending into potential travel opportunities. There are also shopping portals. Many airlines, credit card programs, and third parties offer online shopping portals that allow you to earn additional miles or points for purchases made through their shopping portal. This can include a wide range of retailers, often with periodic bonuses for increased earnings. You can also earn points on hotel stays and car bookings. Booking hotels and car rentals through airline partners or your credit card's travel portal, these partnerships often offer competitive rates alongside the bonuses of earning additional rewards. In addition, there are about 20 other ways to earn miles and points, all of which I'll have upcoming episodes on and maximize their potential. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. If you'd like to join our travel hacking community, where we discuss travel hacking in even more depth, the link again will be in the show notes. In the next episode, we'll talk about your travel goals and how you can reverse engineer them to reach your destination faster.